بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have previously learned of the effectiveness of reciting لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to it as a very powerful antidepressant. Another very important dua, which is found in the Quran as well, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite whenever we are faced with any hardship, a person is experiencing anxiety, or a person is suffering from any form of hardship or trouble in his life. And that is the dua that Yunus alayhi wa sallam made. When he was in the belly of the fish, in the belly of the whale, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to him. Can you imagine the level of anxiety? 40 days in the belly of a fish. What level of anxiety, difficulty, suffering he must have experienced. And Allah ta'ala inspired a dua to him. La ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, there is absolutely no ilah. There's no one else I can turn to. Illa ant, but you. La ilah, illa ant. What does ilah mean? Ilah, we translate it as deity. But ilah is the direction you turn to whenever you are in problem. That's your ilah. Whenever you're in difficulty, the direction you turn to, that becomes your ilah. So you say la ilah when you're in that moment of difficulty, anxiety or suffering. Oh Allah, there's absolutely no ilah. There's no one I can turn to. Illa anta, but you. You alone. Subhanak, pure are you. You are absolutely pure. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, I am from the wrongdoers. So you attribute your suffering to your own weakness. You attribute the difficulty to your own weakness. Oh Allah, it's because of my weakness. Perhaps it's my spiritual weakness. Perhaps it's a weakness in my salah. Perhaps it's a weakness in my relationship with you. Because of that, oh Allah, I find myself in this problem. So, la ilaha illa anta. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Sahaba, Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala, says that once we were seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, I'm going to teach you something. It's so powerful that no matter what difficulty you find yourself in, if you recite it with conviction and ikhlas and sincerity, Allah ta'ala will remove the difficulty. And Sahaba said, what is the dua of Rasul of Allah? He says, it is the dua of Yunus. La ilaha illa anta, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. May Allah grant us the understanding.